We're in the middle of Siman Tov, Kuf Gimel. So we did most of it yesterday. We have to finish off a few things and we have to touch up a bit. Okay, so yesterday we spoke out the Braisa that tells us that an Isha can be Mamala. She can put in tons of meat, even though she's only interested in eating one piece of meat on Yontif, and the rest she wants for Sheva Brachos later in the week. So why is that allowed? So we had a machlokes Rashi Rajba. Rashi says because it's all Bechad Tircha. Since it's Bechad Tircha, then she does it one time, you put the pot on the stove with all the meat in it. So it doesn't matter if the pot has, this is my explanation, it has one piece of meat in it or 100 pieces of meat in it. And the Rajba says that each piece of meat is mosif tam to the other pieces of meat. So it just it intensifies and enhances the flavor of the meat. So I was trying to figure out, because we kind of like go back and forth in terms of the Mishnah Berurah and how we had, Beis Yosef gave us three nafkaminas, and it wasn't really so clear that we had a clear psak. Then, yesterday, I think it was, I ran into a problem. Because in Sif Katan Hay, the Mishnah Berurah told us, Sif Katan Hay, Aval Mamala. So first is, Vafilu Acha Shehinicha Kedera Ala Eish, Muteres Lahosif Basa, Mipnei Shatavsha Masukin Yoiser, Kishiyesh Sham Basar Harbe. The more the merrier, the more meat the better, and therefore, even though it's already on the fire, you can add meat to the pot. Now that's not like Rashi, because that's not Chad Tircha. That's like the Rajba. So first of all, very interesting, the Bira Halacha severely limits the application of this Halacha. Look at the Bira Halacha, Dibar Maschel Aval Mamala. Says the Bira Halacha, Vahainu. Af im kavanasa bimilua kidei sheyishtayir hanoisa liyom tov sheni olachol. Even though I'm putting in the extra meat in the pot. This is before it goes on the fire. I'm filling up the pot with meat because I want meat for during the week. That's still okay. Vatam mishum dechad tirchahu. Aval lehosif v'litein babasek shikfar shifusa etzel ha'esh asa. But if the pot's already on the fire, then you cannot add meat. What do you mean? The Mishnah Berurah just told us you can. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hay, first line said, "Va'afilu acha shinicha kedera ala eish muteres lahosif basar." So what is the Bira Halacha talking about? So the Bira Halacha continues, "Umash iskimu acharon de mutigam lahosif acharkach af de tircha bifnei atzmahu ze eino muter." So that severely limits the application. If she just wants extra meat in the pot so she has leftovers, or she has food for Yontif Sheni, or food for Sheva Brachos, that's no good. Only if she's putting it in with Kavana that it should enhance the flavor. Now that severely limits. I mean, why the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say anything about that? So it really severely limits the application of that Mishnah Berurah. Okay, that's one important ha'ara. Now let's continue reading Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hay. V'afilu b'kedera ketana, even if the food is in a small pot, mutu litno b'kedera gedol hosif alav k'deshi shamein biyoser. Okay, so maybe that's what the Mishnah Berurah means. Kedei shiyeh shamein biyoser, not kedei shiyeh extra food for Sheva Brachos, not kedei shiyeh extra food for Yontif Sheni, that the food will have an intense flavor for Yontif. So those words of the Mishnah Berurah over here are actually very important. Okay, we are in the middle of the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Hay in Siman Tov Kuf Gimel. We're going over what we did yesterday and touching it up. Now, I'm on the third line of my Mishnah Berurah. It's page Kuf Yud Zayin, in the middle of Sif Katan Hay. Says the Mishnah Berurah, because the Shaykh Davka Kishem Vashel Basav Adagim Mikadera, when we're dealing with basar v'dagim, which have a strong taste, I don't know what kind of, I don't know if dagim is in the same category exactly as basar, but okay, the Mishnah Berurah puts them together. Aval b'shar tavshilin einar rashah lehos b'shvil layel k'shomed eskvar hagadera al ha'esh. So it sounds like, so I wanted to say that if it's not basar v'dagim, that should be another, this is what I said yesterday, that's what I wanted to say. This should be another nafkin mina between Rashi and the Rajba. According to Rashi, only if, you know, if it's b'chad tircha, it's okay. If it's not chad tircha, it's not okay. According to the Rajba, it almost sounds like it should not be okay no matter what. Because if there's no meat in there, there's no fish in there, I'm putting beans. But half a pot of beans or a whole pot of beans? It doesn't intensify the taste of the beans. The beans are beans. And therefore, it would sound like, according to the Rajba, that it's a problem. It says the Eino Mosif Shevach Ayidei Zeh Behatavshel. Okay, the emes is that that's not true what I just said, because the Rajba. Okay, I missed it, when the Beis Yosef brings down the Machlekes between Rashi and the Rajba, and he brings down the three Nafkaminas. There's like a little small paragraph hidden in the middle of it there, which I kind of overlooked, and in that hidden little paragraph, this is a very important paragraph. That paragraph brings down the Magid Mishnah, who says that the Rajba agrees with Rashi. The Rajba agrees with Rashi. He has his own reason, but he also agrees. He has two reasons that it will be mutter. One is it intensifies the flavor of the food, and the other is that b'chad tircha sagi. Okay? Now you have to say that b'shita's a Rajba. Why do you have to say that b'shita's a Rajba? Because otherwise the hemshich of the Braisa makes no sense. Continues the Braisa. Okay, let's start the Braisa again. Tan Rabban, Beitza Yitzayin. Ein oifim miyantif v'chaveiro. Okay, we don't bake from one day to the next. 2 days miyantif. Then we said, Be'emes amru mamale isha kolakadera basar afapinish ein atricha ela lachaticha achas. The woman can fill up the whole pot of meat, even though she only needs one piece of meat. So there you could say, because of the extra flavor, you could say like the Rashba. But then the next line of the Braisa, Mamale nachtom chodesh shel mayim afa pi she'ena tzricha ela lekiton echad. You can fill up a huge vat of water to heat it up, even though you only need one cup of water. Well, putting more water in does not intensify the flavor of the water. So why is that mutter? That's a mefurish Braisa. It's a Be'emes Amru. The Rajba has to explain that Braisa. So that's what the Magid Mishnah explains, that the Rajba agrees. The Rajba agrees with Rashi. Chad Tircha is a heter. There's another heter of intensifying the flavor of the food. And one of the listeners in the Ginah Shir pointed out, according to the Rajba, it's very good that we have two sections of the Braisa. One section according to the Rajba. This section, the first section of Braisa, is teaching us the Chiddush, that if it intensifies the food, it's okay. And then the second example, well, in two examples again, meat and water, the example of the water is teaching us that b'chad tircha sagi. B'chad tircha, yeah, sagi. That's good, even according to the Rajba. The Rajba will agree with Rashi on that. And therefore, if you're talking about a pot of beans, so when you're putting it up at the beginning, a huge pot, so chad tircha sagi, it's good according to Rashi, it's good according to the Rajba. If it's already up there, now you want to add beans that you have no intention of eating on Yontif, you just want extra food there for after Yontif, that's not going to be good according to the Rajba, nor Rashi, because now it's not adding, it's not b'chad tircha anymore, it's not adding any flavor according to the Rajba. Now, Bapashtas, we are make like that's what the Mishnah Berurah seems to say, we kind of make like both of these opinions. The B'chad Tircha is going to be sagi and mutter, and if it intensifies the flavor of the food, that's also going to be okay. The Mishnah Berurah did not go, or the Poskim did not go with the tour, who wanted to say that according to the Rashba, you can even verbalize that I'm making this food for after Yontif. Most of the pot is for Shavu Brachos. That far you shouldn't go. Not like the tour, who wanted to say that according to the Rajba, that's okay. Okay, let's go through the whole sif again from the beginning, and touch up Okay, we still have the beginning section, a few very interesting mystery birds we didn't get to yet. But let's try to first finish up the topic we're talking about, and then we'll look at the first few mystery birds, which are a different topic altogether. So in Siman Tav Kuf Gimel, Shlo Lahachim Miyantav V'Chaveru, Oser Le'afos Olavashel Olishchot B'Yom Tov L'Tzorech Machar. You're not allowed to bake, cook, or shecht on Yantav for the next day. Afilu Hu Shabbos O Yom Tov, even if it's Shabbos or Yantav. Va'afilu b'shnei yamim shel Rosh Hashanah, even if it's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, that first part we'll talk about in a few minutes. Aval m'mala isha kedera basar, a woman can fill up a pot of meat. Afa b'shein etzricha el lechaticha achas, even though she only needs one piece of meat, she can fill up the entire pot. Either b'chad etzir chasagi, or according to Rashba, intensifies the flavor. We saw just now the bir alocha, divar matzal, aval m'mala, that if the pot's already on the fire, then you can only put it extra food in if your true intention is to intensify the flavor, not to put it up for Shavu Brachos. Hagat note says Rama, the kosher gain shechel lishchot af v'shein tzarech ela l'kazayis. So that's easier because you have to shech the whole animal just to get one kazayis. So I'm not to shech the whole animal, even though I only need one kazayis of meat. V'chein yicholla l'vashel harbe kederos. You can cook a number of different pots that have different foods in them, v'lechol mikol achas ma'at, and eat from each one a little bit, even though really your kavana is for after yontif. Now, if really your kavana is for after yontif, and you really only want to eat it just to be yotzei, so that you have a hetter to do this, that's not so pashut. Mishabura brought down two opinions, and he concluded that the olam nohagu lahokel. Okay, but all this only works, continues the Mechaber, v'davka kodem achila. It only works if it's being done before the day, the yontif day seuda. Aval achar achila, but if it's, you already ate the yontif meal, ein yichol levashav lomar, ocha mimena kezayis. So then it doesn't work. Even if you say, okay, I'm going to eat a kezayis of it, because then it's very clear what you're doing, and that's not acceptable. The have ha-rama, that's a clear ha-rama. Okay. All that basically we did yesterday. We didn't do this last line. Let's see. Mihu im avra ubishlo shachto mutter la achlo. If you were over and you cooked or you shechted be iser, it's still mutter to eat the food. Well, what are we talking about? Are we talking about the harama case where you did it after you ate the yontif seuda and you shouldn't have done it? Or perhaps we're going back to the very beginning of the sif that tells me I'm not allowed to cook and bake from Yontif Chaveru. And now he's telling me that b'di'evit, if you did it, you'd still be allowed to eat the food. So that's two opinions in the Mishnah Berurah. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Yud Gimel. Mihu im arvo bishlo v'chule, yesh min ha'achron in shema farshi, da'arei shasif ka'i. That this line, that if you did b'di'evit, it's mutter, is going on the beginning of the sif, da'ainu, im avar b'meizir, u'bisham yontif v'chavero, b'meizir, he says, I'm cooking a yontif bisham for yontif sheni, b'di'evit, he's allowed to eat the food on yontif sheni. V'lo ko'i klala d'samichle, d'mayir b'din ha'rama. And we're not talking about the case where you did it on yontif, and you did this trick, and you said it's for today, and really it's for tomorrow, and you're eating a little bit, but you made it after the yontif suda, so we don't allow such a trick. Disham Epsher the Af B'di'evit also. The case of the Harama might be worse. That could be also even B'di'evit. The Harama Chamir Mimezik Kedilakamim B'simin Tav Kuf Chav Zayin Siv Chav Dalet. So in Hilchas Erev Tavshilin Tav Kuf Chav Zayin Siv Chav Dalet, there's brought down a case where Harama is worse than Mezid. Mezid B'di'evit is Mutter. Harama B'di'evit is Asa. Why? Because the person is Iver B'mezid, Iver B'mezid. So he's doing an Avera. No one's going to learn from him. He, assuming he knows something, he knows he's doing something wrong, and we hope, we're optimistic he'll do tshuva. But a person who does a harama, he's convinced he's doing something right. So if you're convinced you're doing something right, so then there's no way to do tshuva, and you'll be mashpia on your neighbors. Someone just called me, they had an issue in a certain yeshiva. My boys were getting drunk. They caught boys who were supposed to be good boys getting drunk, and half of them were embarrassed and said, yeah, you're right, the Yetzirah overtook us, we shouldn't have done that. And the other half said, no, I do it with my parents, what's wrong, there's nothing wrong, hookah, hug hookah, alcohol, but, no, my parents do it, I do it, what's the problem? So the one who's Oymer Mutter is much more dangerous. Like, there's no way to get through to such a person. They hold Mutter. That's their Messiah. Their family Messiah is a hookah and vodka and getting drunk. So they can't be a mashpia. The one who said, yeah, Chatasi Avisi Pashati, so there's someone to work with. They understand, okay, it's all right, we love you, it's all right. Did something wrong, understands it was wrong. So anyway, that's the difference between Harama and Amazing. So the first opinion of Ishabura is that Bidi Evrit Mutter, when he did it, Amazing, because he did an Aveira, and he knows he did an Aveira, but Bidi Evrit, we don't have to punish him. But Harama is worse, because he thinks it's okay, and he'll never do tshuva, he'll be mashpi on others, and we have to be more machmir Harama. That's the first Mahalach in the Mishabura Sivkot in Yugimel. The second Mahalach in the Mishabura Sivkot in Yugimel, Aval Kama Achronim Kasu, the Adesamich Leikoi, that no, it's a Hemshech of the Machaber. And it's going on the Harama case. The Harama zu kilo lahati b'diav came into kopanim. Ochem even exas mi oyom. This Harama is not so bad because even though he did it after the suda lemaisa, he ate for some of it. He ate today, even though most of it he cooked for tomorrow or for the next day. But it's less of a big deal this Harama than the Harama that's asa b'diav in the case of not making an heir tafshilin over there in the end of Tavkuf Chazayim. Okay, so that's the machlokes. Which case is the machaber telling us if it's yavid is mutter? And we got it, friends. Writing in the chat box. That's why to be over on a derabbanan is worse than being over on a deraisa. Is that the Gemara beginning of Brachos? There's some Gemara beginning of Brachos. Overall, Divrei Chachamim, Chayiv Misa. I said, well, why should... Because the person says, oh, it's only Darabanan, and they push it away. Or Yishchenu Nachash is also very strong Gemara. Okay. Shkoyach. Let's see, Sif Beis. Mamale Nachtom Chodesh Amayim. The baker can fill up a whole barrel of water to heat it up on Yontif. Even though he only needs one cup of water. The leftover water he wants for tonight. He's putting it up at one time. That's only if it's one big bar bucket that he drew from the well and puts it into the barrel to put on the fire. But if he has to do it one kli at a time, we don't say that. Now, this also came up in the garden minyan, garden shear. What about, like, mamale isha kedera basar? So, and it's chada tircha. So is that because all the meat's just sitting there, you don't need to do anything to it? When you make a chulent, you know, you want to put in more potatoes, you got to peel the potatoes, you got to cut the potatoes. Like, there is a tircha involved. I kind of understood that we're only talking about the chada tircha is the act of putting it on the fire. Cutting potatoes I'm allowed to do on yontif. I mean, not really. I can't cut a potato. I can't say I'm cutting this potato for tomorrow, but I don't know. That's how I understood it. But over here, it doesn't sound like that. Because here he's saying if you have to draw the water in different installments, then it's a problem, even though you're putting it in one shot on the fire. So it sounds like we do look at the tircha. And maybe the reason it's mutter with the meat, the chada tircha sagi, because the meat is all prepared. Just throw it in the pot. You don't do anything to it. I don't know, but usually meat, the meat, I guess, has to be prepared, more or less. Actually, that's not true. I mean, you could have shechted the cow now, and you had a lot of work to do to get each piece, each kazayas ready. I don't know. Not so clear to me. Okay, right there. Mishwesef katan tezvav, el lekitan echa, v'gamba zetzarech lizay shal yomar befeiru sheotza moysa zetzarech machar. He can't say explicitly that he put up a lot of water, so he'll have leftovers for tonight. It's one tircha. I've never drawn a bucket of water from a well. But I imagine if there's one cup of water in the bucket or a gallon of water in the bucket, it's a bigger tircha to draw a gallon of water from in a bucket from the well than a cup of water from the bucket from the well. So I'm not really sure about that either. Okay, weiter. Everything has to go on the fire one time. But once it's already by the fire, you can't add water. Now, because it's not chad tircha, and it's certainly not adding ta'am to the... It's not a piece of meat that's going to add ta'am. Mishresiv Katan Tazayin, Dilo Dami Labasa Shikasav Nabisif Alef de Mutter Afla Hosif Akakach. The Hosim Hausapa Mashbiach Batamsha, because there, the more meat you put in, the more taste that the dish has. The water is, the extra water is not going to help you any. Okay, that's Tavkuv Gimel, but we missed the beginning. Let's go back to the beginning. Look at the Mishabura Sifkatan Aleph. Mishabura Sifkatan Aleph. So Mechaber told us you're not allowed to cook and bake or shecht from first day of Yontif to the second day of Yontif or to Shabbos. Okay? Mishabura Sifkatan Aleph, the very beginning of the Siman. Va'afilu davar she'enu malacha, rak tircha ba'alma, even something which is not a malacha, it's just a tircha, kagon hadachas ka'ara ozavas yayin, like washing the dishes or bringing the wine, miyom tov v'chaveiro, on the first day of Yontif, for the second day of Yontif, gam kein osir. K'mo shenizbar b'sof simin tof reish samach zayin, va'ayim ashek asavnu sham. So this is something, it's less relevant to the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, but it's very relevant to Chutz La'aretz. It's even relevant here a little bit. So if you look at Tav Reish Samach Zayin, is the discussion of Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. In Chutz La'aretz, Shmini Atzeres is the eighth day of Sukkot, sort of. And then Simchas Torah is the next day, is the ninth day of 2 days of Yontif. The problem is, in Shmini Atzeres, the official halacha as appears in Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara is that you're supposed to sit in the sukkah, but it's a suffix, and if you don't make a bracha. We're not getting into that different minhagim that may not exactly fit into the psak of the Gemara and of the Shulchan Aruch. So assuming someone is sitting in the sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, as they're supposed to, Simchas Torah, nobody sits in the sukkah. In fact, you're not allowed to sit in the sukkah. So how do you get all of your table and your chairs and everything from the sukkah into the house? So here at the end of Tuf Reish Samach Zayin, the Ramah writes, the Osu L'Hachin B'Yontif Atzorech Leil Yom Tov. I'm not allowed to prepare on Shmini Atzeres for the night, which is already the next night, which is called Simchas Torah. V'Lachin Osu L'Hamir HaShulchonot V'Asaf Salim B'Bayit L'Tzorech HaLayla D'Havi HaChonot. I can't bring in the table and chairs into the house for tonight's meal, which we'll be eating in the house after the hakafas, because that is called hakana. Mishabura sifkatan hey, the tzarech lel yontif shel simchas Torah, the safek cholhu v'nimtza yom tov mechin l'chol, because it's always a safek. And then yontif, the first day is yontif and the second day is chol, then yontif is mechin l'chol. Okay, now, ubishas adchak shelo yimto b'layla b'kal. This is, you can't also lavi yayim yontov chavero. You can't bring wine and yontov rishon for yontov sheni. But bishas adchak shelo yimto b'layla b'kal. But if you're going to wait till the night and you're not going to so easily find wine, mutu lavi yayim v'chemayim yontov chavero, then I can bring the wine and the water on the first day of yontov for the second day of yontov, says the Mishnah Berurah. Rak, but you should bring it early on in the day, and therefore dilo muchach milsa. It's not so clear that you're doing it in preparation for the yontif sheni. The efshet the tzarcha dayon tzarcha yom, because it could still be that you'll want to drink some water or some wine on Shmini Atzeres. The gam lo yavi kederach shenosa b'chol rak yishane. Don't bring it in the regular way. You bring it during the week. You should do it in a little bit of a different fashion. It shouldn't be uvdu d'chol. So this is all will be makel b'shas atchak from yontif rishon to yontif sheni. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. Mikol makom letzorech chol, but from otzar yontif ein lanu raya lahatir. There's no raya to be makel. We don't say that. So yontif sheni is suffik chol, so I can do it for chol. The yeshom dafke letzorech mitzvah mutter, because yontif sheni is still a mitzvah, obviously, and therefore letzorech mitzvah we're more makel, and letzorech chol we're not makel. V'lachein continues the Mishnah Berurah, ein matzi en amitos mi Shabbos l'chol. We don't make the beds from Shabbos l'chol. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, v'lachein osu l'chapes ha-sefer Torah mi Shabbos l'yantif. You have Shabbos going into Yantif, and you want to Shabbos afternoon, after Mincha Gedolah, you want to roll the Sefer Torah to get ready for tomorrow's laning, or tonight's laning in the case of Simchas Torah. or tomorrow's laning for Yontif. That you're not allowed to do. From Shabbos to Yontif, I can't roll the Torah on Yontif Rishon for Yontif Sheni. I can't roll the Torah on Shabbos for Yontif. If you look at the Shari Tshuva over here, Siman Tofrish Samuel Zion Sif Aleph, that is a Maharil. You can't roll the Sefer Torah from Shabbos to Yontif. Continues the Shari Tshuva, Uve El Yerabba Nakar Ipcha, Yontif the Shabbos. El Yerabba says, even from Yontif, I don't know if it's Dafka or only, whatever, I don't want to get into it right now, but even from Yontif to Shabbos, you can't roll the Sefer Torah. Because of Machzik Bracha, De Bishneim Yesh Li Zoher. So he brings down, it seems like, two opinions. You can't roll the Sefer Torah on Yontif to prepare for the Shabbos Kriya. Now, Rav Nevenzal, in his Mishnah Berurah, B'Yitzchak Yikarei, throws a flag, and he says, about Yontif the Shabbos, I'm B'Simen Shin Bei Sivkotin Yitzayin De Muchach, Dim Heniach Erev Tavshilin Mutter. So if you look at Shin Bei Sivkotin Yitzayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, Mikom Hakom B'Yontif Shechal Be'Erev Shabbos Mutter Lekapel Taliso, I'm allowed to fold my talis, okay, given certain circumstances, on Yontif, to prepare it to be worn tomorrow on Shabbos. If I did an Erev Tavshilin. Without an Erev Tavshilin, I can't prepare from Yontif to Shabbos. No, even without an Erev Tavshilin, I can fold my talis, I can prepare, I can do hachana, certain hachanas, from Yontif to Shabbos. Okay. Now, Rav Nevenzal throws another flag, and he says, Muchach Mikan, you see from over here, that Erev Tavshilin helps also for Dvarim She'einam Tzarech Esuda. That the Erev Tavshilin has nothing to do with Tzarech Esuda. V'im Kein Hu Adin to be Goylo the Sefer Torah. And prepare the shul. However, Ayin B'Simen Tov Kuf Chav Ches B'Shibura. The Hete Hu Rak B'Tzarech Esuda. V'Tzarech Iyin. There's a stira in the Mishibura. Points out Renan as well. In Siman Tov Kuf Chav Ches, the very end of Hilchos Yontif, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that when Yontif falls out on Erev Shabbos, you cannot make an Erev Chatzeros or an Erev Tuchumin on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Says the Ramah, Afilu im hiniach Erev Tavshilin. Why not? Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Erev Tavshilin eino matir ela lesakin tarchei suda letorech machar. It's only for Tzarchei Suda. So it turns out we really have three shitas. We have Rabbi Kiva Eger telling me you could do non-food preparation. You don't need an Erev Tavshilin. And you can prepare from Yontif to Shabbos. We have the Elia Rabbah saying you need an Erev Tavshilin even for non-food preparation to prepare from Yontif to Shabbos. And then we have the Mishnah Berurah over here quoting the Magen Avraham, quoting the Ran, that the Erev Tavshilin is not going to help you. You can't prepare for Yontif to Shabbos even with an Erev Tavshilin if it is not food related. Now the last line of that Rav Nevenzal Sa'ara in Siman Shin Beis is that if you want to wash the dishes from Yontif to Shabbos, that's already called Oichel Nefesh. That's already called Tzarchei Suda. So that, he says, everyone will say that that's okay. Okay, so we have this big steer. Now, Rabbi Kiva Eger holds, oh, I didn't bring the right Rabbi Kiva Eger, but so Rabbi Kiva Eger points out that the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Gimel brings down a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, and basically Rabbi Shmuel says that you can do some preparation. There they have a machlekes. What has greater kedusha, Shabbos or Yom Kippur? That's basically what they're arguing about. Rabbi Shmuel says Shabbos has greater kedusha than Yom Kippur, and therefore Yom Kippur goes into Shabbos, which you can't nowadays. But if Yom Kippur were to go into Shabbos, I could make the bed on Yom Kippur for Shabbos, and when Shabbos has leftover karbanos, you could burn it on Yom Kippur. Meaning Yom Kippur services Shabbos, but not vice versa. Shabbos is a higher darga of Kedusha, 7 aliyahs, I guess, versus 6 aliyahs, whatever. Shabbos is a higher darga of Kedusha than Yom Kippur, and Rabbi Kiva seems to say it's even Steven, and neither one can prepare for the other one. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, based on that Gemara, Okay, so the machlekes, what has more kedusha, Shabbos or Yom Kippur? But everyone agrees that Shabbos is more kedusha than Yontif. So it turns out, according to that Gemara, there should be no problem preparing a Yontif to Shabbos. You can't do a malacha. A malacha, that's for that, you need the Erev Tavshilin. But if it's not malacha, you don't need an Erev Tavshilin. And Rabbi Kiva Eger over here in Tavkuf Chav Ches, now this is a very complicated story. It's like very interesting. Like, he didn't throw out the line. It's a Magen Abraham, it's a Ran. But just, you know, basically the Rabbi Kiva Eger comes up. It's not so clear to me how to read the Rabbi Kiva Eger, but the way I understand Rabbi Kiva Eger, he basically has two reasons why you can't make an Erev Chatzeres and an Erev Tchumin from Yontif to Shabbos. Had nothing to do with the fact that the Erev Tavshilin is not going to help you. He holds you don't need an Erev Tavshilin. So if you don't need an Erev Tavshilin, so you should be allowed to do this. But he agrees you're not allowed to do it. So why are you not allowed to do it? So one Svara, he says, very beautiful. One Svara says like this, what does Erev Tavshilin allow you to do? It's Yontif now. Something that I'm allowed to do today for Yontif, but I'm not allowed to do today on Yontif for Shabbos, comes along the Erev Tavshilin and says, since you're allowed to do it for Yontif, we allow you even to do it for Shabbos. So cooking and baking and lighting candles, I'm allowed to do for Yontif. The Erev Tavshilin allows me to do it on Yontif for Shabbos, because anyway, I'm allowed to do it on Yontif. But to make an Hoel, it's not the general, he does throw in the Hoel. He says like this. Erev Tavshilin eino mate rak mate mutu biyontiv lasos atarach atzmo. Mutu lasos atarach Shabbos. The gam de efsher shiel atarach yontiv im yiklu orchim. If the orchim are going to come. So, but Erev Chatzeros and Erev Tchumin, I'm not going to do on Yontif for Yontif. I have to do it on Erev Yontif for Yontif. So therefore, I can't do it on Yontif for Shabbos. Nothing to do with Erev Tavshilin. That's one thing Rabbi Kiva Eger says. Now, he seems to combine two reasons into one, but I don't know. In my feeble-minded brain, I see it as two reasons. And then he brings some raya. There's some discussion if Hatmana, if the Erev Tavshilin with Matar Hatmana. And the Gemara has a Svara, which the Svara seems to stand, the halacha that they're talking about doesn't stand, but the Svara is that if something is clearly for tomorrow, the Erev Tavshin allows me to do something on Yontif that looks like it could be for Yontif. You want to throw in Hoel? It could be for Yontif. Happens to be I'm doing it for Shabbos, but it could be for Yontif. So the Gemara has a Svara, the Hatmana, which is insulating food from today until tomorrow, which clearly you're doing it for tomorrow, maybe that would be Aser. So, in terms of Hatmana, it doesn't work. But Rabbi Kiva Eger borrows that idea, and he says, over here it's clear when you're doing an Erev Chatzeros or an Erev Tchumin on Yontif, you're not doing it for today. It doesn't work for today. You're doing it for tomorrow. So when it's clear that you're doing it for the next day, so then Erev Tavshilin doesn't help you. Erev Tavshilin only helps when it's not so clear you're doing it. It could be for today. It happens to be for tomorrow, but it could very well be for today. But when it's so clear that it's not for today, it's for tomorrow, and that's a svara based on the Gemara in Daf Chaf Beis, in Beitza, based on Atmana, and then Rabbi Kiva Eger ends with a Tzarech Iyan Gadol. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger concludes. And the way the Mishnah Berurah formulates it, it's the Chayra Stira in the Mishnah Berurah. Does the Erev Tavshilin help for non-food, or is it not necessary for non-food? Eli Rabba says, you need an Erev Tavshilin even non-food. Rabbi Kiva Eger seems to say you don't need Erev Tavshilin you don't even need it for non-food. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down a line of it from the Magen Avraham and the Ran that it's not even going to help for non-food. Even though, as Rabbi Kiva Eger points out over here, it's like a whole different story. It's like a very complicated case to make an Erev on Yontif for Shabbat. Like Rabbi Kiva Eger says, like you can come up with a lot of other reasons. And it's like not so clear why the Mishnah Berurah just wrote down this Magen Avraham, which contradicts what he said in Siman Shin Beis. Okay. Anyway, I thought that was a very exciting sugya. And that concludes for us Siman Tov Kuf Gimel.